Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale. Frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Hey, this is great.
Freedom, yes, freedom, cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belleville.
Welcome back, everybody. Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is 4:02 Pacific time. Happy 4:20 to our dyslexic listeners out there. It's time for Toker Talk Radio. Dr. Mitch is enjoying his Vietnamese sandwich, so we're keeping the mic off for now. But I'll get you warmed up. I just got notice in the email just now that my flight to Jamaica is confirmed. Yes, indeed. Flying to Jamaica for the High Times Cannabis Cup flight, what is it, on the 11th? Yeah. Portland to Dallas, Dallas to Montego Bay. Excellent news. Thank you so much. And big thanks go out to Simone Simaluka Radzins from CannabisFinanceBootcamp.com, sponsors of my flight to Jamaica. Although it's her other company, I don't know what her other company's called yet. So I'm just going to say CannabisFinanceBootcamp.com and hope that some of you out there click on CannabisFinanceBootcamp.com. It's happening September 24th here in Portland. I think it's in Portland. Should be in Portland. But anyway, Cannabis Finance Bootcamp, all about getting your business all set up and ready to go for the Green Rush. No matter what you're getting in, if you're getting in on the licensee level or one of the ancillary companies that'll be dealing with marijuana, understand that you need a CPA that understands the lay of the land. There's a lot of stuff involved financially with banking and with IRS 280E that we need to know and your CPA needs to know that every other CPA out there may not be aware of. So check her out at CannabisFinanceBootcamp.com. And Simone, thanks for taking us to Jamaica. Oh, I can't wait for that. Have you ever been to Jamaica?
Never.
Never been to Jamaica? Oh, I got to go to Jamaica. So there is... something I wanted to talk about here, which was the Cannabis Cup. We recently got notice that the High Times Cannabis Cup won't be happening here in Portland, unfortunately. Yes. And unfortunately, and it's very frustrating because there was a Cannabis Cup in Seattle. There was a High Times Cannabis Cup in Seattle. In fact, that's where Ganja John won his Concentrate Award, the first ever Concentrate Award, right? Was the High Times Cannabis Cup in Seattle, but that was a medical cannabis cup, right? So it was a medical cannabis cup in Seattle, and then we legalized marijuana, and somehow in legalizing, made it a less free place. Now we can't have either a medical or a regular cannabis cup in Seattle. And we're in a similar situation here in Portland, where we legalized, and now we can't have a cannabis cup. Because of, you know, Liquor Control Commission says any place with a liquor license is a public place, can't use in a public place, even if they're not serving liquor. Ridiculous. So that means we're going to be left with cannabis cups in Northern California and Southern California that are called medical cannabis cups in a place that's not legal. And we'll have the cannabis cup in Denver where it is legal. And then I think they're going to try one in Fresno. And then they got the one in Michigan. But again, that's medical cannabis cup. How weird is it that when things are medical, we can all gather together and use marijuana together. But as soon as it becomes legalized, we can't. That seems exactly the opposite, or not the opposite, but contrary to what you would think would happen. So I'm hoping for more of this fight for public use. And other late breaking news here on the show, I got a response back from Mason Tvert of Marijuana Policy Project with reasoning why they aren't going forward with their initiative for public use. And I'm just going to leave it at that, because we're going to have Mason on the show, hopefully Monday, to talk about why they didn't want to go forward with the initiative. He gave me some pretty good reasons. It's all off the record at this point. I can't officially tell you. So we'll figure it out. But he'll be on the show hopefully Monday. We'll get to learn more about that.
Monday's a holiday, isn't it?
Monday is, you're right, Monday is Labor Day. I would normally not do a show on a holiday. Might have to change plans. I have to get that figured out. All right, so Monday's a holiday. We're not having a show. So let's make that Tuesday. I got to look at my Tuesday calendar. We good for Tuesday? Tuesday, yeah, we can do Tuesday. All right, we'll see if we can get Mason on the show Tuesday. Yeah, I got to take Labor Day off. That's one of my favorite ones. All right, and other stories in the news that I wanted to talk about. Oh, wait a minute. We have someone on Twitter who has just recently said, just had a friend who is a staunch opposer of Responsible Ohio text me and say Radical Russ changed his vote to a yes. That Responsible Ohio article is a godsend. Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Well, you know, my stance on this is that Responsible Ohio as a business plan sucks. It's the worst, stupidest grow business plan ever. But I couldn't turn to a cancer patient and say, hey, I can't vote for this. The business plan sucks, right? It's going to do something for the sickest of the sick. Got to do it. It's going to do something to help people that are regular old cannabis consumers. Got to do it. If you look at it from a consumer point of view, what is a consumer?
The end started in 1996.
Well, we'll come back to that.
Legalized weed for so-called medical purposes. 16 years later, Washington and Colorado legalized it outright and let people sell it from storefronts. And what has been the result?
The generation of millions of dollars in tax revenue for the states and creation of hundreds of new jobs in a growing multi-billion dollar industry?
No. Well, yes. But at what cost?
Let's see. The cost of all that police time and money that's now spent going after real criminals and prisons with enough room to hold them all?
No. Well, yes. But look at what it's done to the people.
You mean that fewer of them are dying of alcohol, tobacco, and prescription-related causes since they've switched to cannabis, and many more are receiving medical benefit from a cheap, non-toxic healing herb?
No. Well, yes. Yes. Yes to all of that. But, I can smell pot from my backyard. And I can't tell my kids not to do it because it's illegal.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Herb Thrasher, and I've got a bong, and you're listening to 420 Radio.
Hi, I'm Alex Rogers, producer of the 4th Oregon Medical Marijuana Business Conference, the OMMBC. There have been a lot of recent changes to Oregon cannabis laws. Recreational sales start October 1st, new licensing from the state, and changes to medical marijuana. Are you prepared? Join us at the downtown Portland Hilton September 12th and 13th with the industry's top cannabis business experts, political leaders, exhibitors, and nightly networking events. For more information, join us online or give us a call. The OMMBC. Be part of history.
Hey, I'm Herb Thrasher, host of the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, live every Friday night at 8 Pacific. Tune in for 2 hours of metal marijuana mayhem featuring exclusive interviews with the latest bands, highlights of live shows, and the latest in marijuana news. It's the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, Friday nights at 8 p.m. at 420 Radio, or catch the replay on Saturday nights.
Imagine life without taxes. Let New Era Certified Public Accountants, NewEraCPAs.com, handle your Cannabusiness 280E and tax strategy. Get your business prepared with New Era CPAs Cannabis Finance Bootcamp. NewEraCPAs.com, with years of experience in the industry, we are one of the nation's leading accounting firms for growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies from Washington to California. NewEraCPAs.com.
We'll be right back. That's some of your mandatory 6 feet under.
You'll catch more of this hard-hitting metal on the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. 2 hours of live DJ'd metal for you and some surprises. Coming up on the show tonight, Herb is flying solo because I don't know if you can tell by my dress. There's a football game tonight. The mighty three-time defending Fiesta Bowl champion Boise State Broncos shooting it out on the blue with Coach Chris Peterson and the UW Huskies, University of Washington, coming in to Boise State. Chris Peterson making his first coaching experience on blue turf where he wasn't Boise State's coach. That's right. He's facing off against his former offensive coordinator, Brian Harsin. The pupil and the master meet on the blue tonight. So that's where I will be. Herb will be here doing the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. You'll be able to hear some music from Lamb of God. You got to like some of these metal names, Dr. Mitch. This next band is called Steve and Seagulls. Like Steve and Seagulls, but Steven Seagulls. Chief Greenbud, as a matter of fact, to be on the show. Some new tunes from his Chief Greenbud Volume 4. Fear Factory, Goat Snake, Propane, Valkyrie, Witch Mountain, and Annihilator, all tonight on the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Check that out, 8 o'clock tonight. And if you can't catch it tonight, catch the replay tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. All right, so great story here. Chat room says, give Dr. Mitch a hit of that, Russ. No, Dr. Mitch is not ready. You missed hour one. He couldn't believe what I was doing. All right. So the great story coming out of Vancouver, Washington today is from New Vansterdam. I've told you many times that two of the top 10 pot shops, actually number one and number three last time I looked, are in Vancouver, Washington. Main Street Marijuana, which is where I went today, and New Vansterdam. And the story from Reed Andrews out at K2.com, at one Vancouver shop, smoke pot and get paid. Try that again. Smoke pot and get paid. That's better. All right. Some reason my game show button's not working. I got to get that fixed. Anyway, this is out at New Amsterdam or New Vansterdam. And the story is how they had a raffle today. They had a raffle today to hire people to smoke their pot. That's right. Their job description is to come to New Vansterdam and smoke pot. And the reason why is a weird situation is that the pot shops in Washington State cannot give away weed, cannot give it away. And so the shops, if they want to have a reviewer, if they want to have someone review their stuff, they can't give it to someone to review. Someone would have to buy it. And then you have someone buying your stuff. That kind of changes how the review is going to go. So to get unbiased reviews, they decided to hire people to review. And their little thing is called Token Citizen. They're going to hire people to do the reviews because the state law does not prohibit giving away pot to employees. So all they have to do when they're working at the store is smoke pot, eat edibles, and write a review. They had a raffle today. They had hundreds of people apply for this. Surprise! I'd be looking at the ad going, really? Come on now. I wouldn't even fill it out because I think it'd be bullshit, right? But no, they gotta go to work and smoke pot. And they got the list down to 20 people by figuring out, you know, who was actually, you know, knew what they were talking about. Like, if you don't know what a terpene is, sorry, you don't get the job, right? So they got 20 people and they raffled away to 4 people. And Carl Powell was one of the winners. And he said, quote, I didn't know if I was going to win or not. And then when I heard my name, it was like, awesome. Total elation. Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't hundreds that applied. Thousands applied, according to the story. Thousands applied. So there you go. We now have jobs for smoking pot that are other than mine. It's pretty amazing. Now, I did want to get a Dr. Mitch opinion on something because there was a story on Leafly. And their headline was CBD from marijuana is CBD from marijuana the same as CBD from marijuana? And they said, it sounds rhetorical, but the question is everybody's into the CBD thing now, and there's these companies that are claiming to be able to get CBD out of industrial hemp, and there's others that are saying, let's promulgate industrial hemp in America so that we can get the CBD from it. And their point in the article was, a CBD molecule is a CBD molecule. It's like you're getting water from a glacier or water from a lake. It's H2O. It's still H2O no matter where you got it from. So how does that impact our talk about CBD, and is this viable, getting it from hemp?
As you might imagine, hemp is grown primarily for fiber. It's really not about having a lot of CBD present. So we don't really know if there's even a hemp strain that's 1% CBD. Mm. And there are tons and tons of marijuana strains that have less than 1% CBD. So you can't normally expect there to be a ton of CBD in there.
Yeah.
The biggest concern is, if that's the case, then I have to run literally tons of hemp through the extractor in order to get the CBD out. And unfortunately, that means anything else that's in the hemp is also potentially going to end up in this CBD product. And we just want to be super careful about that, because hemp is really great at bringing in a lot of crazy toxins and, of all things, radioactivity.
That's right.
From the ground. And I certainly don't think radioactive CBD is going to help anyone. I don't want to be in a lawsuit with any of these companies if they claim they've got a way to handle it all, and I bow to them, but it sounds impractical and a little bit strange.
The thing that always seems strange to me is I have this tendency to believe in the power of greed, and that why would GW Pharmaceuticals be trying to put together these high CBD plants if they could just go to a hemp field in France and get a whole bunch of hemp CBD? Yeah, I don't see, seem cheaper that way.
Plenty of smart people working at GW, believe me.
See, if hemp was a viable way, I would think that this big pharmaceutical company would have found it, but maybe not. The other thing too is that, if you look at it financially speaking, if you can get a CBD 2% out of a cannabis plant and you can only get 0.2% out of a hemp plant, but I can grow 1,000 times more hemp plants, then maybe it becomes worthwhile to do that. But then what's the opportunity cost of that? How much are you losing out of that hemp field that could have better gone to fiberboard or hempcrete or hemp seed oil or whatever? So it's an interesting thing. We'll keep our eye on the studies and the information. And we did have a quick question about a chatter whose mother-in-law has been diagnosed with acute leukemia, lives in Washington State, but having a hard time convincing her that cannabis will help her. Do you have any studies or books or information that would be helpful for him with respect to convincing about leukemia and cannabis?
Clint Werner?
Yeah.
That would be the place I'd
go first. Clint Werner, Marijuana Gateway to Health?
And then Paul's PDF on the normal.org site has a brief review of it. But more than leukemia itself, it's the treatment of leukemia is often particularly nauseating. And so I feel like any of the standard nausea stuff that's also in that review of Paul's and in Clint's book would be a great place to start. Certainly up to date, and I find it data-driven and very persuasive.
Yeah, check that out. Clint Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R, Marijuana Gateway to Health. Paul Armentano up on the normal.org page, the scientific and clinical applications for marijuana. And quick update, Speed Limit, who's one of our hemp farmer friends in Oregon, talks about dual crop hemp for both flower and seed, or flower and fiber.
Really?
So yeah, you can... Yeah, 12-foot plants about to flower in the greenhouse will produce huge fibrous stalks. And Doug Fine talks about tri-cropping it, harvesting it for flour, oil, and I guess food. So we have so much yet to learn in how hemp is going to benefit us here in this country. Can't wait for that to happen. And speaking of CBDs, Ghost Train Haze number one from our friends at Main Street Marijuana, 0.01% CBD. You're not getting it out of this. This is my sativa, damn it. 21.35% THC.
There are times where I've fallen off the wagon.
Oh, haven't we all? And that's one of the ironic things about Washington State marijuana. Recreational marijuana, we can tell you by that number right there when it was harvested, when it was, you know, put into veg, who made it, where it went, what time it was there. Medical side, no information whatsoever. You have no idea what you're getting. Weird. We're back with Herb Thrasher here. Herb Thrasher calling in, and we'll talk to him right after the break. 420 Radio is 24-hour marijuana legalization radio. The Russ Belville Show is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association in the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com, and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details. Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal. Ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Rockin' Friday, featuring rock, metal, and the hard edge of alternative country. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, great time for some Daily Toker Tunes. We've got Herb Thrasher on the line. We got Dr. Mitch in the studio. And Herb, I got a new bong.
Woo-hoo. Oh my goodness, that is the best news I've heard all day. Really good news for Roller J Studios, and I'm hoping Dr. Mitch has at least enjoyed that as well.
No, Dr. Mitch has been clean.
I'm not approved medical patient here in Oregon, so
that's right.
I couldn't, you know, risk a state funded job.
He works for a state college.
I guess that makes sense. You know, some of us have to have a clear head and, on the rules. And I guess that does make sense, Dr. Mitch. Well, glad to hear you are here in Portland. That's very exciting news.
Delightful place, man. Delightful place.
That's right. Well, good stuff going on here. We've now entered September, which means we're less than a month away from October 1st, which then will be legal sales to everyone in the state of Oregon. Really looking forward to that. Also, just announced on October 17th and 18th, Portland will have the Hemp Stocks Festival. So October is looking to be a great month here in the Northwest, and especially here in Portland, Oregon.
What was that date for Hemp Stock again? What was that date for Hemp Stock?
October 17th and 18th, and that is confirmed date.
All right.
You guys go ahead and plan that. Start marking it down. We've already got a poster up. Bands have already been mentioned, and a lot of great things going on. So looking forward to having another Hemp Stock. You know, it hasn't been quite easy the past 2 years working with the city. And again, it wasn't easy, but a lot of freedom fighters out there took to the streets and took to the mayor's quarters this time, and the mayor has actually stated that he's on our side, so we'll see how this goes. Really looking forward to it. Speaking of Hemp Stock, one of the bands that is going to be playing, and also just recently played the Sealy stage on Sunday at the Seattle Hemp Fest, is Devils Hunt Me Down. These guys are from Washington, recently signed to Cavi Gold Records, have a 2014 release, A Subperceptive Dose, and it's got 12 tracks on it. Again, these guys are from the Seattle, Bellingham, Washington area. And a cool story, they just met Tommy Chong, and so they've been dwelling in all the cannabis community thrives that we all love as well. And they have a tune, Texasaurus. They have a great southern rock kind of sound. On their Bandcamp page, they stated as Cascadian Dirt Rock, which really sounds perfect, and we probably should go with that. But definitely check out Devils Hunt Me Down. They got a great tune, great music there. As I mentioned, they're going to be playing October 17th or 18th. Not quite sure which day yet we're going to put them down, but they will be at Hempstock. So look forward to that. They have a couple other shows in September lined up. And this right here is Texasaurus. I'll be on Herb Thrasher Flower Hour tonight at 8 p.m. right here on 420 Radio, spinning all kinds of tunes. So you guys join me as well. Football season's in the air, so have fun. So have a great weekend, and this is Devils Hunt Me Down. Take care, Dr. Mitch.
Good to see you.
Radio, the activist radio station. The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone, and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
You're listening to 420 Radio. Listen Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific for Drug Policy Facts, podcasting at drugwarfacts.org. Hosted by the editor of Drug War Facts, this show is a wealth of information for seekers of truth in the drug policy debates. Check our online listings for Drug Policy Facts with Doug McVeigh from drugwarfacts.org.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs, and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics, Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Are you enjoying your Hemp Fest so far? I'm trying to remember what jokes to tell. I'm sure some of you may have seen me before, so it's the same jokes. Because I can't, you know, I smoke a lot of weed. This is International Sign Language, by the way, right? Everybody knows what this means. Anywhere in the world, everybody knows this. That's how far we've come with weed. You speak more sign language than you know you speak anyway, right? Let's go smoke a joint, right? Let me bum a cigarette, right? This one. Never mind. But the point is, I'm just saying, it's not always, hey, I'm doing a show. I'm doing a show, loud people. Or sorry, I'm giving a talk. There's less pressure to be funny. You're just giving a talk. I really enjoyed your humorous seminar on marijuana culture, professor. I don't even know where I would teach. I teach magical plants at Potworks. That's what I teach. 10 joints to Spliffender. We all come out here, we love marijuana. That's the thing. Like, I can come out here, I don't even have to convert you guys. Sometimes when I'm on stage, I have to bring people over to the marijuana side, come over to the green side of the forest. But you guys already know, right? Weed is the umami flavor. You guys really, they can't even hear me. It doesn't even matter. I'm doing a seminar. Hey, respect the panel. I'm paneling. I'm paneling. Paneling up here. Can someone roll a joint? I have marijuana. Somewhere. I always forget where I put it. For me, I won't throw it off the stage. I say, can someone roll me a joint? If you throw a joint to me, it's different, right? I found a loophole. Thank you. I'll just light it up. One of the reasons I love the West Coast is people here ask me if I want marijuana rather than if I have marijuana. You understand? Right? Everywhere else I go, people are like, man, you got any weed? Man, I don't know you. Yeah, all right, come on. I don't want a brownie right now because I'm talking to people. Once I no longer have to talk to people, I will eat all of your brownies. And then I'll have crazy hashish-laced dreams. What were we talking about? Weed? For me, weed is the umami flavor of life. You understand? Right? Weed is the soy sauce. Weed is the ketchup. Weed is the ranch dressing of doing shit. Right? Some shit is cool. You put some weed on it, it's a little bit cooler. Right? Maybe it's not cool at all. Dip it in some weed, it's all right. Right? I don't care to wash dishes, but I don't mind getting high and washing dishes. Right? It's actually very pleasant. It takes an extra hour because I have to make a plate. Thank you, Ed. Let's hear it for New Jersey Weed Man, by the way. Who says people in New Jersey are rude? That was very polite. He brought me a joint and a lighter. Now he's going to smoke it for me, right? I will pass to the left. That's delicious. Is that a...
Terpenes.
The terpenes. It's got some purpleine and some sizzling in there. Right? I can taste the Listerine. This is gonna make your breath great. It has great effects on breath. Oh, look at all these older people. We're all getting old, right? Some of us been here. Here's the thing. This is what I noticed. Weed keeps you cute. Old stoners are way cuter than old drunks. Right? You know what I'm talking about? That's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, oh, cute. Grandpa's hitting the bong again. Right? As opposed to grandpa's hitting your mom again. That's a completely different. That's why I like weed. See if I can figure out where it's from with my connoisseur palate. You guys don't do connoisseur? You don't sit around with your fancy pants, give some tasting notes? It's from New Jersey, right? This is Toledo, was it? Toledo window box. That's the old George Carlin. Somebody from Bellingham. So it's the old elephant and castle weed. It's the Bellisphere bud. Someone swam over the river from Canada. I don't even know how you get to Canada from here. Practice. But everybody's fancy with the weed now. It's all like, oh, you know, everybody like has tasting notes. This delightful train wreck has notes of limonene and munchies. I don't know. People just make shit up. It's all so crazy. Who's in charge of naming weed, by the way? Do we need weed named green crack? Do you want weed that makes you act like crack? That's not cool. Let's change it up. Naming weed after people is also weird. My boy called me up the other day, right? He's like, hey, man, I crossed a white widow with a train wreck. I call it Courtney Love. That joke always kills in Seattle. Oh, take your time. Right, but people, there was weed named after Charlie Sheen for a minute. Charlie Sheen is not a weed head. Charlie Sheen is a crackhead. Would you smoke weed that makes you act like a crackhead? No, you wouldn't. I'm good on the Charlie Sheen. Do you have some Willie Nelson in the back, perhaps? Right? Let me get an eighth of the Miles Davis. Right, a half ounce of some Jerry Garcia. Right? And a couple of grams of Snoop, because I'm going to a party later. And we don't love these hoes. And there's Obama Kush. That shit gets you so high, you stare off into space like a president. Thank you. Right? We need more minorities in the cannabis industry, by the way. Can you guys work on that? Can we work on that? You can help me fund my new business. I got a new business. We're gonna. It's a minority-staffed cannabis concentrates extraction company. Black Lives Shatter. I wrote that joke Friday. You can kiss my ass if you don't like it. Here, I'm hogging. Somebody hand that around. I don't want to be that guy. Right, all of a sudden you get, if I have the weed, the joint, and the microphone, then I'm really just like, blah, blah, blah. That joint, I'll give you your lighter back too. All right. Because I will take your lighter, right? If I leave the house with three lighters, I come home with three lighters. They're not always the same three lighters. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's conservation of lighters. Lighters are neither created nor destroyed. They just spontaneously generated in liquor stores and Costco's. You guys know what I'm high as fuck. I'm getting to that rambly point. See, there's probably some hash happened this morning. I just ramble. You ever ramble? Like, see, I can smoke weed and come out and tell jokes. I practice that. But hash makes me rambly like an old hippie. You know what I mean? You ever hang out? Well, those cats digress, right? It gets tangential. You know what I mean? You ask him how to make a pie, he'll tell you how to grow a tree. Right? Oh, you want my apple pie recipe, man? That's great. That's fantastic. We've been friends long enough. I think you're ready. The first ingredient is love. Listen, I know it sounds corny, man, but people don't say it enough, and everybody acts like it doesn't matter. And if you don't start with love, it's never going to taste right. So write that shit down first. You start with love, and then it's 2 cups of apples. I recommend a cross or a mix of the Fuji and the Pink Lady. The Fuji comes from Japan, which is interesting. It's one of the older variations. It started in Kazakhstan, which is the birthplace of all apples. I was in Kazakhstan one time after college because I followed the Silk Road on my vision quest. And it was there in this little hut that I met this cat. I think he was like a Uyghur or a Uyghur or whatever. But he had this hash. It was all brown and crumbly and delicious and kind of spicy. It smelled like cinnamon. It's 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. You mix that. It just went on and on for days and days and days. Let's talk about crust, brother. Follow me. I want to show you these seeds I got from my friend Running Bear. I met him at a rainbow gathering in Wyoming in 1982, and we stayed up all night. We did psilocybin and mescaline, and we hybridized these gluten-free seeds, but they keep a flaky crust because the government's fucking up the food supply. Now look, what are your intentions with this pie? Is this a pie of wooing or a pie of, it affects the nutmeg. It took a week and a half, and it took me 5 years to actually make that pie. But it was the best pie I'd ever had in my life. Because I was finally ready for it, right? My tree had grown. I'm glad you stoners could hang on for the end of that story. I know it gets hard out there sometimes. Wait, what? How much cinnamon? I'm a good cook, though. I love to cook. I'm a good cook because of weed, right? Because I don't have a lot of money, so I will invent some shit to eat. You understand? If we have Bisquick and peanut butter, we got peanut butter rolls coming in 10 to 12 minutes. You know what I'm talking about? 12 to 14, really, I read the box. I looked in the pantry one time. We had marshmallows, margarine, and top ramen. I'm making ramen treats. They were hella good, too. Don't use the flavor packet. That'll fuck it up. It's not a savory dish. I'm glad you guys know what top ramen is, because sometimes you get an upscale crowd in Bellevue or some shit. I like to walk around Bellevue, people stare at me. Is he a Seahawk? I don't recognize him. Maybe he's a coach. He's kind of old to be on the team. But I say something about Tom Rahman, and they just stare at me like, right? I had to break it down to a crowd once. I was like, well, y'all know cup of noodles, right? Uh-huh. Well, I can't afford a fucking cup. I'm just trying to get old noodles. You understand? All right. I see my homegirl Lydia Popovich is in the crowd. I may bring her up for a special 5 or 7 minute guest set. She's awesome. She's in town for the Hilarious Comedy Festival this weekend, which is happening at the Armory in the Seattle Center on the fourth floor. You got to go up a thing and then behind a thing and then smell for the weed. And then that's the green room. And then the stage is right past there. And I'm doing a full-on headlining show up there at 8 o'clock, and there'll be other jokes. Don't think I'm exhausting all my jokes right here. I don't even remember my fucking jokes at this point. This is day 3 of the Seattle Hemp Fest, so I've been pretty much high for 72 hours. Yeah, you guys are like, woo, it's good for the arthritis. Right, medical marijuana, I have my card. It helps my pretendinitis. It keeps my stress levels down because getting arrested fucks with my stress. You understand? Right? It's an anti-inflammatory. Right? It keeps me from inflaming on people. Some of you know what I'm talking about. I love weed. I smoke weed all the time whenever I'm done. Just like, that's my whole thing. People are always like, pot smokers never do anything. I'm like, I always like to get high and then do something. That's always my, like, you get high and go to Hemp Fest, or you get high and tell some jokes, or you get high and get some booty or whatever. I don't care. The Smoky Pokey's great. But I'm saying, like, I'm on the golf course high as shit. And nobody cares. Here's the secret about the golf course. The golf course is like a little tiny Vegas. You can do pretty much whatever you want. No one ever said, even in states where weed is illegal, no one has ever said shit to me about my incessant use of marijuana whilst on the links. And I don't think they will. What would they say? They're going to go over to the game marshal. Hey, that black guy with dreadlocks has a bag of weed. Yeah, that sounds about right. Right? You got a whiskey and a cigar. I got a blunt and a Diet Coke. It's a beautiful day. We are all having a wonderful time out here. Keep your head down. One time, I'm out on the links in Sacramento. I got paired up with this random middle-aged white dude. It's me and him on the golf course, right around the third hole. It was trying to smooth it out, right? Dial it in, lock it down, right? So I pulled out a fat hoot. I took a couple puffs. I did the neighborly thing. Hey, man, you want to hit? No, thank you. But do you have any crack? What? No, sir. And might I add, I find your presumptuousness somewhat off-putting. Because that's how I talk when I'm mad. I'm very precise. And secondly, who the fuck smokes crack on the golf course? What the fuck? That's not gonna help your swing. You can't. Right drug for the right activity. That's my point. Right? Weed and golf makes sense. Booze and golf makes sense. Crack and golf don't make a lick of sense. You understand? You don't do a bunch of crank and go to a chess tournament. Right? You don't eat a bunch of mushrooms and try to run a marathon. What do you mean I'm off course? This whole planet is off course. I see through your whole thing, man. Why am I wearing a number? I'm not a number. Can't run a marathon on mushrooms. Take you 3 days. Laughing and crying the whole time, right? Crying because your feet hurt and laughing because you're happy to have feet. That's how mushrooms work. They teach you the dichotomy, the necessariness of the yin and the yang, and why one must have a hint of the other. That's what it taught me. Some of you just dance around like assholes, which is also cool. You want to do a set? All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat. She took Uber all the way out here from San Francisco, California. She's one of my dear friends. She's doing comedy for a while. Killing it. Smashing in the Bay Area. Like I said, she's up here for the Hilarious Comedy Festival at the Seattle Center tonight. And she's here for you right now. Give it up for Lydia Popovich!
Thank you, Angayo. One more time for Angayo Bielan in his green suit. Look at that gentleman. Love a man who dresses for a festival, right? Put your clothes on. I thought I was in colored theme, but, you know, I don't have a fucking belt buckle with a goddamn marijuana leaf on it. I need to step up my lifestyle. Hey, y'all, hey! That's my new greeting for 2015. I'm just walking out and just being quaint as fuck, like I'm from the South or some shit. Just, hey, y'all, hey! It's just better than my previous greeting, which is just like walking around completely engrossed within my telephone. When anybody comes remotely close to me, I just used to look up and yell, I don't have any money! Evidently, that's rude in Tennessee. Yeah, can't do that there. That's where I learned that. I was just struck by human kindness in the South. I think the South gets a bad rap. It's beautiful there, like it really, really is, but it's absolutely different from the West Coast. You will see shit in the South you'll never see in a million years on the West Coast. Case in point, I was at a Crown Plaza hotel, looking to park my vehicle. Couldn't find a place to park. And at first I was very confused as to why there was that many people in downtown Knoxville. And then secondly, I saw spots and I was like, ooh, I'm gonna park there, but I noticed that they had signs. So I drove over and the signs read, for ladies only. And I was like, is that real? Like, is this a weird trap? Is that novelty signage, like duck crossing? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not used to seeing that. And I thought about it for about 2 seconds and I parked there because I'm a motherfucking lady, okay? But I'm no idiot, so I went in and when I checked in with the concierge, I was like, I've got a question. She goes, oh, sure, did you find everything that you needed? And I was like, well, I'm parked in a spot. It's marked for ladies only. Like, is that a real thing? And the woman looked at me with a genuine Southern smile. Her eyes just lit up with joy, and she was like, oh, I'm so happy you found that spot. Yes. We have just discovered that some of our female customers prefer a shorter walk into the lobby. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, is this the Southern way of calling me fat? Like, are you serious right now? And I was angry again for about 2 seconds when I realized I am absolutely one of those ladies that prefers a shorter walk into the lobby. Parked there all fucking weekend. It was beautiful. I like the South because it's just easier to eat. You know, like out here, I am from San Francisco and we have an incredibly precious food culture. And I know you guys have the same thing here, which is wonderful. Like that's the beautiful thing about the West Coast is we've got gorgeous produce and vegetables. Everybody's very conscious about what we're putting in our faces. But sometimes you just want to go and sit down and order a meal and not hear the origin story of a beet. You know what I mean? Where you're like some guy named Xander with a curly cue mustache and a row of neon bow ties is like, hi, I wanted to tell you about our beet special. Yes, all of our beets were grown in organic soil. They were plucked with kind hands. Yes. Each one was delicately washed in reclaimed rainwater, and then we sous-vide it gently at 125 degrees until it was ready to fall apart onto a plate of goat cheese. Yes. Namaste. Namaste. Now, which is, like, beautiful, but, like, can you just tell me it's a beet carpaccio salad and keep it moving? You know what I mean? Like, in the South, everything you need to know about food is conveyed by a large leaded sign that just blinks facts. It's just like, beef, pork, chicken, ribs, shrimp, all you can eat, family of four, $19.95. Like, that's how people choose restaurants, you know? And if it doesn't have shrimp, it's not fancy, you know? I saw a commercial for a real restaurant in the town of Nashville, real restaurant, no words. Opening slate just said, best restaurant in town. Then it proceeded just to have steaming close-ups of like hot tables, just almost erotic close-ups, like soft Vaseline edges, like Barbara Walters style of macaroni and cheese, just like. And at the end, it had a simple Southern voice that said, "If you're hungry now, we got food that's hot and ready to eat." That was it. Food's hot. It's ready to eat. And of course, I'm from San Francisco, so I'm just imagining how somebody from the city would fuck that up. They'd be like, "Well, like, how hot is it? Like, is it so hot it's gonna burn my mouth? Because I don't want that. I don't want that." You see, my husband's on this Ayurvedic diet, so like, food can be warm, but it can't be hot. Is there any way to get the food warm and also ready to eat? Is that an option? Okay, we're gluten free anyway. But we do love food trucks, though. That's a popular thing. Everybody loves food in a truck. Got to get on Twitter. Got to find it. Hope it's parked somewhere remote. Hope it's selling food that looks like it's fucked Mexican food to get there. Korean tacos, sushi burritos, deconstructed samosas. It's like, bitch, I see you. That's a tostada, all right? I'm not waiting in line. I'm certainly not paying you $12 for that paper bucket and a fork. Not a fan of the food fusion, people. Yeah, food, keep it separate. But I do love the innovation. And I like the idea of making a little extra money. So I thought to myself, how can I get in this food cart game? So here's my idea. I'm going to get one of those station wagons with like four rows of back seats that your grandparents used to drive. And what I'm going to sell, gorgeous little artisan sandwich cookies, beautiful flavors, lavender and honey, marmalade and fig. But here's my twist. I'm going to lace them with meth. And then my business is called Oreo Speedwagon. Super proud of that one. Thanks. Very proud of that one. Combines my love of classic rock and cookies. You know, how can you go wrong? So I love words. Obviously, this is an amazing job to have, to be a stand-up comic and be able to stand in front of people and like I get to put words together and you guys get to be on board or not. Like, that's beautiful. Like, language and communication is beautiful. That was a turning point in humanity when like those two cave people realized that the grunts that they were saying at each other's faces could equate with emotions and they could express themselves. Like, that's gigantic. Which is why it bums me out that now in our day and age, like, we don't respect language. Like, I'm in my mid-30s, and I routinely get texts from friends that don't even include words. It's just, like, emojis, just, like, smiley cat face, a cloud of smoke, one of these. Like, what does that mean, you know? I don't even know if my friends' keyboards have vowels. Like, that's how bad it is. And when people actually talk, they don't use words that make a lot of sense. We hear a lot of idioms and phrases that don't make sense. Case in point, whenever I hear someone say, "Oh, last night I just slept like a baby. Slept like a baby." I just think to myself, do you have a baby? I don't know if anybody in here has a baby, but babies aren't so good at sleeping. Babies wake up because they shit themselves, right? Babies wake up because they're hungry. Most of the time, babies just wake up because they're a stupid fucking baby that doesn't want to be shit yet. Why would I, a full-grown adult, want to model my sleeping patterns after a stupid fucking baby? Doesn't make any sense. So I like to ask people, have y'all just seen a bum sleep? That shit's beautiful. If you haven't, walk yourself through like the shittiest part of town, Tuesday, 4 p.m. Just a little sea of concrete angels just splayed out everywhere. One shoe on, the other nestled under their head like an adorable little pillow. You can walk past them, spill your coffee right on their face. They aren't waking up for shit. That's the kind of sleep I want. I want to sleep like a bum, you know? Just 19 hours of narcotic-induced slumber sounds amazing to me, you know? But then I remember, you could just be dead. Don't care. Rather sleep like a dead bum than a stupid fucking baby. I went to college. I'm an adult. I deserve narcotic-induced slumber. My name is Lydia Popovich. You all been fantastic. It's been a
Thank you, Lydia Popovich! Travel all around. That's what you get to do when you're a comic. You travel all around. I've never been to Japan. Do they have good weed in Japan? I don't know. I hear they don't roll joints. They just fold them into animal shapes. Bola gummy. Smoke a pelican. No? But, all right. You guys got quiet like I was about to putt. Let's legalize weed, everybody. Let's keep it legal. Hey, then listen, while we're here, let's legalize a few more drugs. Why not? Right? Why not? Drug abuse isn't a criminal problem. It's a social health issue. You understand? Right? If we legalize all the drugs, we're not going to end up with a nation full of addicts. Should we already have a nation full of addicts? I mean, it's not, whoever wants to do drugs in America right now can do drugs. right? It's stopping drugs that keep creating the problem, you know what I'm saying? Right? Or staying on drugs once you get hooked. Like, I mean, listen, if we legalize heroin tomorrow, who's gonna go out and buy heroin? Me, I'm the only one, right? And I don't even do heroin. I'm just a good host. Right? If you wanna come over, I also have a liquor cabinet. I don't really drink, but shit, if you wanna have a drink or chase the dragon, whatever, it's Friday. I don't care. Everybody here does drugs. We're all on drugs, mostly on weed here, but whatever. Maybe you had a couple of drinks. Maybe you're on an Oxy or Metamucil. I don't care. Maybe you take yoga. Maybe you're on Jesus. I don't give a shit. Just handle your shit. That's all I ask. You do drugs around me. I don't care. Have fun. Let me know, though, right? If you're all fucked up on something, please tell me that you're on drugs so I don't think you're having some sort of weird psychotic break in your middle age or whatever. Right? Do a bunch of ecstasy. I'll buy you orange juice. I don't give a shit. I'll let you rub my green vintage polyester jacket. I give you the car wash treatment. Lean back. Right? You talk about the nature of addiction. I smoke a lot of weed, but I'm not addicted to weed. I've gone without marijuana for hours and days at a time in certain small Idaho towns. And I've never had a problem. My dreams are vivid, but that's about it. Right? When you try to take my cigarettes from me, I will stab you in your neck. You understand? Right, I smoke a pack a day, and it's terrible. And they're expensive out here in Washington. It's $10 for, I smoke the fancy organic. They're organic because I'm killing myself in a healthy manner. Right, like an educated nihilist, existentialist. Right, I gave somebody, this is a little, a tangent, I guess. I digress a bit. But I gave somebody bummed a cigarette for me the other day, right, and I handed it to her, and then I was half drunk, so I was all like, to your health, and she just looked at me, all crazy, right? But I don't know, like every other drug you do has a ritual, like you stand in the circle smoking a joint, there's always forever somebody bowing or pointing some shit up or whatever, or when you drink, you toast glass or whatever. What do you do when you give somebody, you know, optimism? Well, I don't know, what do you do? What do you yell? Perseverance, fatalism, I don't know, like, we gotta have something, right? You guys can't have all the fun. But the point is, I could quit smoking, right? If I had to live in Seattle, I probably would quit smoking because it's $10 a day, right? So that's $300 a month. Boom. You can put that money in a jar, right? $300. At the end of the month, you have $300. You can do whatever. You could go to Vancouver for the weekend or whatever. You could buy hookers and crack with $300. Listen, if you buy $300 worth of crack, hookers will show up. And they'll bring cigarettes. Which is what I really want. It's been a month and I'm kind of fiending on one, right? I'm good on the sex, but can you leave the Marlboros? That would be great. So that's really the nature of it, right? Some people will trade drugs for sex, and I will trade drugs for different drugs that I like better. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Am I just rambling up here? It's like I'm speaking French. Do I have many minutes left, Donnie? Because I'll talk till people tell me to stop. All right, 1 minute. We'll think of something to wrap it up. Oh, I have people.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.